Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Well, you've heard about love, it's up to the blind.
My baby loving cause the sun to shine. She must be. Stevie Ray bringing us back, little SRV, the late, great Stevie Ray Vaughan. 17th of the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. I'm responsible for the chaos around here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, or the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Chaim Herring is here. Dr. Chaim Herring is a rabbi and a doctor of organization and management. His company is chaimherring.com. He's the author, an author and a futurist, and his new book is called Connecting Generations, Bridging the Boomer, Gen X, and Millennial Divide. Chaim, welcome to the show. Thanks again for being here. Let's talk about one thing that you identify in your book that I think a lot of people will identify with without having ever thought about it in the way that you present it. You call it a loneliness epidemic. What do you mean by that?
Well, I had to think long and hard about whether or not I wanted to use the word epidemic, because once something is an epidemic, it becomes a major societal problem demanding resources, and then you have to watch out for people who are hucksters and just want to make a quick dollar without the training off of that.
Right.
But this is an epidemic, because it used to be that loneliness was something that we associated with the elderly, but study after study, both in the U.S. and Western countries worldwide, shows that the younger generations are more vulnerable, have fewer friends, are socially isolated, and the health impact, obesity, heart disease, and just the sheer pain of being alone, when you extrapolate that out over decades, it's alarming.
Yeah. Well, and do you think it's because we're living our lives on top of the inner key, behind the screen, instead of face-to-face?
I think there are a couple things. I wish it were only because of technology, because then we could just address it with one solution.
Right.
But I think technology is clearly a big part of it. It does seem like people are retreating further and further into their devices. There's like social ineptitude. Lots of apps to connect people and more lonely, lacking in empathy. When you don't make eye contact, then you don't realize the impact of your words. But I also think that because there are so many generations and there's a lot of instability and people go out of states of dependence and independence, that instead of joining together, we just isolate ourselves more.
You know, I keep coming back. There's a book that was published almost 40 years ago called Megatrends by John Nesbitt, one of the great futurists of our time.
Mm-hmm.
You're probably familiar with it as a futurist yourself.
Yeah.
And I remember reading in 1982, and I call this, I've named this Nesbitt's razor. And he said, the more high tech we have, the more high touch we will want. And he was talking about the analog humanity factor that will always that even though our technology is growing and increasing in speed and capability, you and I are not going to be. We're still the same analog humans that Hammurabi and Moses were, and our children are going to be the same analog humans, even though their technology is going to be. And so I think that Nesbitt's razor is a big part of this, because we've got this technology, but physiologically, we're not quite ready to process all of it. What do you think?
That's why I think there's this ongoing feeling of disequilibrium. It doesn't matter how old you are. Just when you feel like you've mastered something new at work, new technology, new project, new leadership role, it feels like quicksand again.
Right,
and
right.
You just pinpointed why. It's this rapid pace of accelerating exponential change.
Well, let me give you an example, a little experiment that I've been observing with my own group, my own circle here. Let's just use my own children and the young people in my life. I'll text them and say, hey, have you got a minute? And they'll text me back, yeah, what's up? And I'll text them my question, and we'll go back two or three times with short texts. And they're okay with continuing to do that forever and ever. Well, after about three texts, I hit the button and dial them. Because I'm tired of texting. I want to hear their voice. I want to talk about it. I want to get this thing done. I'm tired of texting. And they're not. They'll do it forever. And sometimes I know they're there because they're texting me, but they won't pick up the phone.
Yeah, I have the same experience.
Do you think that that's like, contributing to the loneliness that we're losing the human voice face impression in our daily lives? Isn't that primordial?
Absolutely, and that's why FaceTime is not the same as face-to-face time. There's a big difference. So when I ask someone, well, did you talk to so-and-so, I now understand that can mean that they texted someone as you described.
Yeah, and we lose. Look what's lost in the inflections and the sound of the voice and the facial expressions and the movements of the body. I mean, how many volumes have been written on body language that tells us so much? Well, in sales, if I hadn't learned to read body language, I wouldn't be standing here today. I had to learn that face to face.
Yes, and that's why emojis can be a double-edged sword. They convey a little bit of feeling, but if you don't know how to use them, it's like speaking in hieroglyphics.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yep. Hey, I got to take a quick break, folks. HaimHaring.com, HaimHaring, two R's.com is the website. Connecting Generations is the book. It's a great book, folks. I'm enjoying it very much. I think you will too.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.